Rav Yudis, I want to discuss a topic relating to the parasha. This week's parasha, we all know, is Bereishis, the mitzvah of Shabbos. Vayichulu ha-shamayim ve'aretz v'chol tzva'a, vayichal lukim v'yimashvi. The pasuk goes on to say, vayivorech alukim mesyoim ha-shvi'i. The Medrash Rabbah says, what was the bracha? Rabbi Elazar Omer, baruchoy baner. The bracha Hashem gave to Shabbos is the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos.
But there's no contradiction.
Yeah.
Fire wasn't introduced until Motzei Shabbos.
Fire, Eish, was not created until Motzei Shabbos.
So how
then did Hashem give Shabbos the mitzvah of Ner before? All right. I don't know the answer. Okay, so this is what it says in Bereishis Rabbah. Okay, in the beginning of Bereishis Rabbah, when it says...
Fire wasn't created on Motzei Shabbos.
No, it was light, like Eor. And that was the Eor
HaGadol. That was the Eor HaGadol. Okay, let's just discuss a couple of the short ideas relating to Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos, again, the Makor comes from, there are many Makoros, but the first, or one of the primary Makoros is... The primary Makoros is the Medrash Rabbah, Vayivorech Elokim Mesyoim Hashvihi, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Beruchoy Bener. Okay, now, there are other Makoros. Another early Makor is the Pasuk Vayivieha Yitzchak Ha'oyhala Sara Imay. And the Medrash, Rashi quotes this Medrash. Rashi says that Kol Zman, Kol Yom, Shehoye Sora Kayemes, Hoye Ner, Doilek, Milele Shabbos, Viad Lele Shabbos. The Kevon Shemesa, Posak Oisoy Haner, when she died, the Ner stopped. Kevon Shebos, Rivka, Chozar, the Ner came back, Miad, Vayivieha Yitzchak, Ko Oyela. So again, we have another medrash, a second medrash that sheds light, pun intended, that there's a mitzvah called Ner Shabbos. Okay, so these are the two. What? Well, that was a miracle, but we're now looking to. She lit the Ner Lele Shabbos. It happened to me that her Ner lasted an entire week. It was a miracle. It went the entire week from the beginning. But the fact that it mentions in the medrash that Sarah Imenu, she lit a candle, Lel Shabbos, is an indication that this custom of lighting on Ner Shabbos goes back so far to the time of Sari Meir. How many mitzvahs can you trace go back to the office? Gid Hanoshe. We don't even know if we have a right Mila. Exactly, Mila. Gidan. Even though we don't do Mila, we don't do Gid Hanoshe because of the office, we do because of Matan Torah. But we don't find it explicitly. This is a chazal. You have a makor that actually says it. Here we have something a little bit more significant, a little bit more of an oomph, the Medrash Rabbah. So therefore, when we kind of the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, when we kind of the mitzvah that really has is mushrush is rooted.
Was Rabbah allowed to be keeper all of Shabbos?
No, I mean that's a shaila before Matan Torah.
Says that maybe the Ner Shabbos he had a Ner that night.
Ain't no chanani.
That night after the Shkia.
Okay, Enoch, maybe you're right, but the point is, it did exist, such a concept of lighting in there existed long, long ago. Now the truth is, this issue is a big, everything I'm telling you is coming from the Sefer of the Minhag HaMasechta Biyadeinu by Rabbi Oberlander. This is the third volume, and he has a very nice, very elaborate chapter on this topic. I'm just going to run through a couple of the essays. First thing he points out is this: the makar of lining in Ner Shabbos. The truth is the machlekes rishonim. There's a long list of rishonim that discuss: is it a doiraisa? Is it a takana from the neviim? Is it nothing more than a mitzvah derabbana? So some sources hold that it's halacha l'moshe misinai.
If we say it's a bracha, so it can't be derabbana.
So you're asking a question: how can you make a bracha? Asher kedushanu b'mitzvahs v'tzivanu l'halak. So first, we're going to get to that a little bit in a few moments. First of all, not everyone makes a bracha. Not everyone. First of all, every mitzvah derabbanan. Okay, we'll get to it in a moment. Let's leave that for a moment. First of all, but this that the Ner is to to be lit. Is it halacha? So there are many opinions. Some are of the opinion that it is halacha on the Moshe Sinai. The Gemara says that they found an asmachta. The smachta is a pasuk in Iyov. We learned this. V'yodata ki shalom oy holecha. Chazal darshan, you shall know that there is peace in your tent. Ze ner sheha'ora shalom bayis. The pasuk, v'yodata, you shall be commanded that there should be peace in your home, is a reference to the mitzvah to light near Shabbos. That's a pasuk in Iyov. That's an asmachta. That's not a biblical source. The true source is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. This is the opinion of the Uraim. Okay, the Uraim was from the early Rishonim. He holds that he is the most extreme, because many of the later the Moishav Zekanim from the Balei Tosfos says that it's not halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It is a takana from the Nevi'im. Okay, it's a takana from the Nevi'im. No, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Of course, we're making mistakes. He says it's also a deraisa, and he says he has a different makor in Parshas Emor. After the Torah enumerates all of the Mo'adim, what comes next? The parsha of Hadlokas Haneros. So we typically associate that after the biblical holidays, there's another holiday called Chanukah. And then when it comes to the Lechem Aponim, we associate Lechem Aponim with Malchus, with Purim. That's a very nice drush. They are the biblical holidays, then there's Chanukah and Purim, but the Balei HaTosfos, the Das Zakenim, he says, no, it's teaching you that after we go through all the Mo'adim, we mention, the Torah mentions Hadlokas of the Neros of the Menorah, to be merames, that on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, there is a mitzvah of Hadlokas Neros. The truth is the topic of lighting Neros on Yom Tov is a whole separate discussion in and of itself. Because the psuk that we just quoted, the primary sources of the Medrash Rabbah, Vayirchol Kim Es Yom HaShvi'i Vayikadesh Oisai, with Ner and with Sari Meinu, that's only for Shabbos. This, that there should be a requirement to light candles for Yom Tov, is really a topic to itself. We actually once learned that. We spent time on that. But the Das, Balei Zakenim, he holds that the makor for lighting candles on Shabbos and Yom Tov is in Parshas Emor, the smichos of the mitzvah, halakas ha-menorah, and the seven mo'adim. Next, Rabbeinu Tuvia. This is Rabbeinu Tuvia is a Rishon, and maybe not a Rishon, maybe it's later, he quoted in the Medrash Lekach Toif. And he says something that is very fascinating, and this is a whole different mitzvah in halacha, that Ner Shabbos really is primarily appears to be a mitzvah derabbanan, and it was instituted by the Rabbanan in response to the Karoim, or the Tzdokim, or that group of people who took the Torah literally, like Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshe Sechem Yom HaShabbos. They were a major threat to Klal Yisrael. We really have lost, we don't have an appreciation of what was going on between the Karoim, the Tzdokim, the Ulm, and the Prushim, what was going on. And therefore, the Rabbanan, to show them up with Masakin and Mitzvah, to light Neir Shabbos, just to show up the Karoim. Just to show them up. Doesn't say anything about Cholent. It says about lining Ner Shabbos. A Ner should be lit because the Karoim, they sat in darkness the entire Shabbos. They took the Torah literally. Like Sevaru Eish. No, this is the Medrash Lekach Toif. Uminyonim, Divrei Rabbeinu Tovia, the Medrash Lekach Toif, Hevi Lishlo, to reject Das HaKaroyim. Sheisnagdu Lehavaras Ner B'Shabbos. He goes on to describe that this is the primary reason why we actually have the mitzvah. And Echadam, you have this idea in halacha in many different areas, where a certain halacha, takan de rabban, we have 100 reasons why we do it, but there's another reason, lehoitzi miliban shel the karoyim, the tztokim, who had other ideas. Look, the kati oimer, look, there are a lot of things. This is another example, because it's a very important thing to keep in mind, a whole different approach to what the mitzvah is about.
There's one point here that just came out in modern academia just lately, that the Yidden and the Karoim were very close.
There's a great danger.
They were.
Yeah.
And to prove it is that if there was such a separation, why did I have to make a takana by Meichatos? Why did I have to make a takana? People knew already to separate.
Yeah.
You don't make a takana separate from Christians. but they were closed. There were cities in Europe where there was a big karaik community.
Yeah.
And maybe they weren't shadach, I don't know that. But there was a lot of closeness.
Okay, I don't know the answer. Look, we have by the Christians. The Christians, the okay, now, the Goinim. There are other opinions, I don't have all the names, but the other opinions hold that it's a takona from the Nevi'im. It goes back, it's not a deraisa, it's not an asmachta, it was a takona that was instituted by the Nevi'im. Okay, other opinions, the Rambam is famous for saying that it's only a din derabanan. It's not a deraisa, there's no takona from the Nevi'im. It's purely a takona from the Rabbanan because of kavod and oinig Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos, oinig Shabbos, the Rabbanan will masak and the person should light candles in honor of Shabbos. And the Rambam goes on to say, you should make a bracha, asher kedushan l'varich, kodim halakha, bracha tashmuk l'achlam, asher kedushan b'mitzvah sven l'halik ner shel Shabbos. Okay, now, he goes through here at length many Rishonim that describe the mitzvah, and he takes note that some of the Rishonim, when they describe the mitzvah of lighting candles for Shabbos, they call it Kavod Shabbos, honor. A long list of other Rishonim describe it as Oinek Shabbos. And then he points out that we find in the Gemara the reason why we light candles is because of Shalom Bayis. So it would appear that there are three reasons. Besides putting away the din d'araisa, if you hold it to d'araisa, halacha l'mashma Sinai, if it comes from Sarimenu, comes from the Medrash, but we want to focus on the reason. It appears that there are three reasons: kavod of Shabbos, oinig of Shabbos, and shalom bayis. Now, to make a long story short, Rabbi Oberlander, he suggests that there's only really one reason. The reason is Shalom Bayis. But Shalom Bayis is divided into two groups. There's Shalom Bayis that includes Kavod, and there's Shalom Bayis which includes Oinek. Now he explains as follows. What in general is the difference between Oinek Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos? So he proves that Oinek is something which the body derives benefit. Primarily means food and drink. Anything that you do in order to give your body, your guf, pleasure, is included in the category of oinek. Anything you do to give honor to the home, even though it's for you, it's for the person, the people who live in the home, is called kavod. For example, making the beds, sweeping the floor, setting the table. Anything that's done to enhance the enjoyment of Shabbos, where the person does not, his body, his physical body, does not derive pleasure, but does have some, there is some semblance of pleasure, but it's not the good. That is called kavod. So oinek is limited to eating and drinking. That's oinek, eating and drinking. Kavod expands to even bathing. Bathing is not something which the body does derive pleasure, but bathing, the primary function of bathing is that you should be clean, wearing nice clothing. The body doesn't derive benefit from wearing nice clothing, but you look nice, you appear nice. Having the beds made, the table set, that is a gather of kavod. He then goes on to show that many of the Rishonim, there's a big machlokes, where exactly you put the Ner Shabbos. Do you put the Ner Shabbos on the dining room table where you eat, or do you light Ner Shabbos where you sleep or in the hallway so you should not trip and stumble as you walk around your house and go into a fight with one of the members of your household? So he explains this. So basically, Oberlin, he does something very nice. He puts everything into perspective. He says, there's only one thing, only one reason, the one time for lighting Ner Shabbos. And that is Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis is broken up into two parts, Oineg and Kavod. The candles that you light on your dining room table, that is the Oineg element of Shalom Bayis. If you're eating with your wife, your children, and you can't see what you're eating, it's not very comfortable. So there has to be an oinek, there has to be pleasure. The food, what you partake, what your body derives benefit, you enhance the oinek Shabbos by having illumination at your dining room table. The candles that you light in the hallway, in your bedroom, or around the house in honor of Shabbos, it's not where you eat, it's not going to enhance the food, but that also enhances the Shalom Bayis. That is a subcategory of Shalom Bayis called Kavod Shabbos. So there's one super category, Shalom Bayis, which is broken down into Oineg and Kavod. The candles on the table are Oineg. The candles that are lit in the house are Kavod.
What about Shalom Bayis the rest of the week?
Battle stations.
Just take out the garbage.
Yeah, sorry, they don't last for all week because of
the show. Okay, the next big shaila. How many candles do you light?
My lights go out very quickly.
So Meikar Hadin, the only Makar to light one candle. All of the earliest sources are light one candle. In fact, the Nusach of the Bracha is Lahalik Ner Shel Shabbos. Does not say Lahalik Ner Roish, even though there are some Muschois that have changed it to from Ner Roish Shabbos. The Rambam says Ner Shabbos. Meikar Hadin, you only have to light one candle. However, in the last 1,000 years, the minhag has become to light different numbers. So some, the most popular minhag is to light two neros. So why do we light two neros? So we simply because of Zohar v'Shamer. That's not the only reason. The better reason is the Gemara. No, that there's lighting candles on the dining room table, and there's lighting candles in the house. But that's not the reason why they give it two candles. You can have multiple candles that can be lit in the house. But Meikar did how many candles?
Two. One for Einig and one for Kavod.
Okay, Einachanan. That's another approach. Popular approach is Zohar v'Shomer. Everything about Shabbos is doubled. Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Two different forms of song. Mizmor Shir. Lecha Mishneh. Two loaves of bread.
Child has two different types of beans.
and for every new member of the family, you add a bean.
Okay, there are.
He's a has-been.
Zohar. Okay.
Has-been.
One of the primary reasons why you light comes from a Gemara Masechta Shabbos in relation to Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, the Gemara says that B'Shas HaSakana, when a person to Shas HaSakana, you're supposed to light the Ner Chanukah outside your home, in the street, where people can see it, and there will be an enhancement of Pesumei Nitzah. But the Gemara says that B'Shas HaSakana Manichoi Al Shulchonoi V'dayoi. If it's Sakana to light candles outside, because Gzeres HaShma, take the candle inside, lighting your dining room table, V'dayoi. And then the Gemara says, but you have to light two candles. Because if you only light in your home, on you put on your dining room table one candle on of Ner Chanukah, no, you're going to forget. No one's going to recognize that this candle is being lit for the purpose of Chanukah. No, for Chanukah. No one's going to realize because
Shabbos or Chanukah?
Regular Chanukah during the week. Because anyway, during the week you light it. Anyway, during the week, we're going. That's Mishum Avuga. That's Mishum Eish. That's a different din. That's a din of Eish, the creation of Eish. Now during we're going to transfer from Chanukah to Ner Shabbos. This is Sugin Hilchas Chanukah. In Chanukah, you're supposed to light the Ner Chanukah outside. If you can't light outside, you put it on Shulchan Avodah. And then the Gemara goes on to say, but if you bring it indoors. You bring in the front of the area, you just leave on your dining table. But then the Gemara is on to say, but if you're an Adam Choshev, then you have to light an additional candle. Because an Adam Choshev needs Shabbos. In other words, an Adam Choshev has to have an additional candle, because an Adam Choshev anyway has on his dining room table a candle. So how is it going to be noticeable that this candle is being lit in honor? Is an honor? Okay, but then time of the Gemara there was no such thing as silver menorahs. Chanukias didn't exist. It was just he lit a ner, a simple ner on the table. If you're an Adam Choshev, you anyway have on the dining room a ner. So it's not nikar that you lit this candle for Pursumei Nisa. So an Adam Choshev has to have an additional candle. When there's an additional candle, then it's noticeable that the other candle was being lit for Ner Chanukah. Bizman Hazeh, that's one of the reasons why Bizman Hazeh we have a Shabbos. Because Bizman Hazeh we all are together on a Chashuvim. So we all, to show that the candle, even though we have a menorah, the whole reason the Shim doesn't apply, it's very clear. The only reason why we're lighting Ner Chanukah is because of Ner Chanukah. But Minig Since in time of the Gemara, if you would just light a candle indoors, it's not necessarily noticeable, so you have to light an additional candle to show that, oh, there's additional candle, so it must be that these candles have been lit l'shem Chanukah. Everyone is manazeh as choshev, meaning I was saying the Yodeinu. So it's a given that every Chanukiah has a Shamus. That's one of the sources why we have a Shamus. So the Mepharshim say that's one of the main reasons why we light two candles. Because since Bizman Hazeh, anyway, during the week, we anyway light candle in the home on the table. Anyway, you come home Tuesday night, when you eat dinner, there's going to be a candle on your dining room table.
This proves that
the but the Shabbos is a different reason. No, so Elul Deraisam Dovar.
That's another reason. There are many reasons for the Shabbos, but one of the reasons for a Shabbos is because an Odom Choshev Tzorch Lohosif Ner Acher to show that this Ner is being lit in honor of Ner Chanukah. The same reason is explained why Bizman Hazen has become the custom to light two Neros, because when you come home Tuesday night for dinner, there's anyway a Nair on your dining room table for illuminate. So how is Shabbos different than the week? During the week, there's a Nair on your dining room table. There's a Nair in the hallway, and so you shouldn't trip when you go into the bedroom. So anyway, there are Nairs lit all over the house. On Shabbos, you add an additional candle. Why are there two candles? You're wasting oil. Why would you light it? To show that today is Shabbos, that the first candle is not being lit stop for Tuesday night dinner. It's being lit l'chavot Shabbos. So that comes out that one there is really a Shamus, and the second
different from all other lights.
Could they see Yeshua today?
I don't get it.
Why is this not different?
I don't get that either.
So it comes out when you have two Neros. Two Neros.
It's been a long night.
One Ner is being lit. Okay, one Ner is being lit to serve as a heker that the other Ner is being lit in the Chloe Chavez. Now, Bizman Hazeh doesn't make a difference because Bizman is like the Chanukah menorah.
Right.
It doesn't make a difference anyway because anyway there's a Leichter and anyway it's obvious to all. But you have to trace how it came about that there are two Neros.
Well, we don't know that in Chanukah they only lit one candle.
Right, exactly. From a Hadron! Yeah. They would light one Ner for everyone. From a Hadron, min al Hadron. It was for Yechidin. It wasn't for the Hamoinam.
In the Chanani. That's why my Hadron developed, because you were able to recognize
okay,
it.
Okay, we have to trace, you have to trace how things evolved. Halacha evolves.
According to you, you light from one to the other. We are very careful
not to light one from the other. Mikar hadin. It's only as a minhag, not like one or the other. Because there are other reasons. Zohar, Vishomar, Bashem, everything about Shabbos is blessed with the double. There are Lecha Mishneh, the Mizmor Shir, there are whole examples of all the different things of Shabbos. There's a double. Everything in Shabbos is double. There are many reasons.
So one is a Shabbos, and the other one
is a Shabbos. The Shabbos should be the one that should serve to light the Nair. But we have to understand how these things evolve. The most popular reason why we light two Neros is because Zohar v'Shomer Ein Hachanami. But you look in the Rishonim, the Karoyim played a major role. Obviously, the reason why we're lighting Neros not Zohar v'Shomer, the Karoyim, they did not light, so we have to light. Why two? Well, you have the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, a regular the Heker. One Ner, anyway you're going to light during the week, it has to be some form of Heker. So these are different reasons why we light Ner. And there's another reason why, this is more a Kabbalistic reason, is because Zohar Unikeva. Shabbos is a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Adam, Hashem, Peru, Urevu. It's a day that's Mesugul for Peru, Urevu. It's connected Zohar V'Shamar. Ner Peru Urevu is Begematria. I'm not big into Gematria, but some of these Gematrias are really on the ball, is 500. Peru Urevu is exactly 500. No koilos. no extra digits. Ner is 250. Ner is 500. So Sach HaKol, two Neros correspond to Zohar and Nekeva, Pru Urevu. Kinishmas, also the other car is Ner Elokim Nishmas Adam Choyfes Kol Chadrei Voten. The pasuk begins with the word Ner Elokim Ner. The pasuk begins with the letter Nun and ends with the letter Nun. So that's two. That's
one Ner. One Ner is already two.
Ner.
Ner is Reish is 200, and Nun is 50. So two
nairs
is 500.
Right, so two nairs, Zohar and Akeva. So Zohar and Akeva, it corresponds to Zohar and Akeva. This is a more Kabbalistic approach of why we light two nairs. Now obviously the different Hagim, some Mikuvol were very worried about Zugois. You're not allowed to do anything in pairs. So they were very makbut to light three nairs.
You don't...
What?
Well, yeah, when you get married to one woman.
And they have three chalas, right?
Okay, then...
You have to have at least two wives.
Then there's a minute to light seven eras, corresponding to the shivas, the seven eras of the menorah, the 7 days of the week. You can use your imagination. And also, one of the reasons, ner mitzvah of the Torah or. So there was a minhag, he brings down a minhag that they used to light the number of aliyahs. Shabbos, there are seven, since ner is compared to Torah. So on Shabbos, we have seven aliyahs, he lights seven. Seven neres. Yom Tif, five. Yom Kippur, six. Then they're going to talk him to light 10. Then they're going to talk him to light 36. The fire department is not happy. Is not an advocate of the 36. Connected to the 36, hours of the Or Hagonos that were lit before Hashem, before the Chayim, before Hashem was Goynes, the Or Hagonos. The other was created on Friday morning, 12 hours Friday. Shabbos is 24 hours, 36 hours, 36 nairs.
What about the thing about light only two candles for Yom Tov, no matter how big the family is?
Different minhagim. So the very popular minhag is to light one nair for each child.
Yeah.
And so the reason is that the nairs correspond to the children. You want to be mechazek the mazel of the children.
Also, because in days gone by, a woman remained in the hospital Shabbos also. And according to what we know, when she begins to light the candles on Shabbos,
she has to light an additional candle, kenas.
Right.
So she always forgot that first Shabbos? That's the reason? Is that the lowness?
They
didn't go to hospital. Right. The babies are wrong.
Not true. Not
they true. Went to hospital?
Not true. They stayed in the hospital for 3 weeks.
Well, somebody
told you. They stayed, that's why you had
And if you had one or two candles, you had to pay like $5 for each candle.
Okay.
So who was crazy enough to put in the 13 candles?
Okay, another very nice reason. You know, we make a mishaberach for a man. When we make a mishaberach for a chayla, for a zohar, what do we say in the nusach of the Yerotzayin? L'ramach evarav. 248 limbs. When we make a mishaberach for an isha. But why? Because how many limbs does she have?
The gidim, not the...
She has 200, not the gidim, how many? She has 252. She has 252. Four more. Why four more? The Rechan has two hinges and two doors. Okay, that's what it says in Chazal. A woman has a Rechan, and that Rechan has two hinges and two doors. So it's a grand total of 252. What is 252 plus 248? 500. So the number of Evarim, combination of Zohar and Akeva, is 500. Two Nerois is 500. Therefore, we light two Nerois to correspond. That's what it says here. This is what it says. It says over here in the Sidler Rokeach, typical for Rokeach, the Seder's. That's why we light two Nerois. Okay, there again, other Minogim to light three, and the popular Minog is to light one Ner for each additional child. And the very big halachic issue, this is a very big issue, that when a woman goes away for Yom Tov, if you go to a hotel, you go away for Yom Tov, how many candles do you light when you are the guest in someone's home?
Two.
Two. It's a very big problem, because once a woman has lit 3 weeks, three candles, four candles, five candles, it's a neder. It's a neder. It's mamash a neder.
The neder was a tonight. The neder was a...
So, me'ikar hadin, so it's self-understood, but me'ikar hadin, a woman has to say that when she's blessed with having her first child, she has to make a tonight the very first time. How many women know how to do this? To make a tonight that I'm lighting now an additional candle, I'll tonight only when I'm home. When I'm able to do so.
What about the little kids that light? They don't have to prove the little girls light candles.
They light Lubavitch. They light two. They light two candles.
They light one.
They light one. One. Okay.
One?
Okay.
Yeah,
so that's in Achnami. Once they get into the routine, you can't stop.
When they get married, they light the same.
But Meikar Hadin, the poets can say, a woman who gets married and she has a child. The first time she lights an additional candle, Me'ikar Hadin, she should make a tanai and say, I'm lighting this candle only when I can. If I go away for Shabbos, or even if I'm not going away for Shabbos, sometimes you just don't have the candles, or there are unforeseen circumstances where you can't light all the candles, whatever the situation is. I'm not going to light, and it should not be chas v'sholim, neder, ba'avoy nedarim, rachman l'tzlan, terrible things, chazal say, terrible things happen. Okay, very quickly, what about olive oil? Shemen Zayezach. So time Chazal, they lit only with Shemen Zayezach. Some are very makbid on this, even today, the least light too, because Chazal say in the Zuchus of lighting Neros, Zoychen to Bonim Talmidei Chachamim. And when it comes to having children with Talmidei Chachamim, no one is willing to compromise and say, listen, it's because of Shalom Bayis, you have to have good light. The light of our candles today is just as good, if that the Mishnah Berurah even says. The Mishnah Berurah says that Bizman Hazeh, that since the Ikar Tam is because of Shalom Bayis, and the candles that we have are even better than Shemen Zayis. So according to many places, you can light with regular candles. However, Chazal also say Harogil Bener Havin Loi Bonim Talmidei Chachamim, and Chazal the Joshua compares Shemen Zayis oil to the Bonim Talmidei Chachamim. There's a Joshua which connects oil, specifically oil, to children who are Talmidei Chachamim. So some people are very concerned. They want that zuchus. They'll light. They even have a large shem. They light 12 candles, wax candles. They'll light two candles of Shemen Zayis Zach. There is such a thing. Now, who does the husband prepare the candles?
Yeah.
So first of all, why is it that the women light the candles? Who gave the women this mitzvah? It's the mitzvah for the men as well. So they became them in because of the Medrash, that Chava, she extinguished, this parasha, the Ner Shel Oilom, she gave all the Div Beit Sadat, so therefore she has to rekindle the light of the world, so it was given to her as a mitzvah. The truth is, man also has the same sin, man sinned by the chait of the eagle. And when Adam, at the time of Matan Torah, Chazal say that the Malach HaMavis was bottled. Man was restored to the matzav of Adam HaRishon Kaidem HaChet. And it was the men, not the women, who were nichshol in the Chet HaEgel, and were kavah Neroi Shel Adam. So the men deserve to do the mitzvah just like the women. The men are just as guilty as the women. Just like Chava gave Adam Ivnei Tzadas, Adam also brought death to the world by being nichshol in the Chet Egel, and the women did not participate in the Chet Egel. So therefore there is such a minhag where the husband prepares the Ner Shabbos.
If that's the case, then why didn't when the Malchma was destroyed at Har Sinai, you said, right? Was it destroyed for the women also?
Yeah, the whole
so
world.
Why did they have to light them? They didn't send the Egel, so it was taken away from them.
I don't, okay, they should have influenced their husbands not to sin from the eagle. They're also participants. But technically, the women, the men, were nichshol. There is a minhag where men prepare the Ner Shabbos. This is not, you prepare it, so, Lubavitch Rebbe did not, what?
The minhag is a minhag to do it on Matzah Shabbos.
For the next Shabbos.
Right. Preparing for Shabbos. Right.
So there is such a minhag. Not everyone does this. In fact, he cites almost every rabbi you have heard of that did not prepare near Shabbos. The Lubavitcher Rebbe did not do it, and the Satmar Rebbe did not do it. Prepare the Neros for Shabbos.
Did not.
He gave it to his wife to do it from beginning to end.
Well, what did he do if his wife died?
That's a different story. That's a different story. But while his wife was alive, it says Lubam Shrebe plus the Satmarov, all of the big rabbis did not. They did not participate. This was their mitzvah, a mitzvah given to Nashim from beginning to end. The men did not participate in this mitzvah at all. So they're different in the Mahogim. Okay, last thing, very big issue is what bracha to make. Nowhere in the Talmud is it recorded to make a bracha on the mitzvah of Halakas Ner Shabbos. And some want to say it should be no different. The Gemara says that it's a choiva. But Mayim Achroinim is also a choiva. So there's a big machlokes Rishon, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Meshulam. Do you indeed make a bracha on Ner Shabbos? Now today, if you tell a person you make a bracha, they'll look at you like you're from another world. But in the time of the Goinim, it wasn't clear. And there was definitely widespread custom not to make a bracha on Ner Shabbos. Just like you don't make a bracha when you shine your shoes, and you don't make a bracha when you prepare the suda for Shabbos, the Gemara lists all the different things that you do in order to prepare for Shabbos. So lighting candles for Shabbos is a chana. But if you don't make a bracha, shame of malchus. And nowhere in the Gemara does it ever mention the bracha. So it is one of the big mysteries as where did it come from, the halacha, the minhag, to make a bracha lahalik ner shel Shabbos. And by the way, the difference is chutz. Lubavitch is very famous. Lahalik ner shel Shabbos, kodesh.
Yeah.
It's based on the Zohar. Whenever you say Shabbos, you're supposed to say Shabbos kodesh. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says lahalik ner shel Shabbos. Some have another different. All there are many in the chutz. There are many, and it's interesting. The reason why a lot of brachas we have no shiloh, the brachas are shachar. There's no machlekes. Everyone says the same bracha. Hashem nosa lasech vina lahavkin. All the brachas are shachar. There's no machlekes. Everyone says the same brachas. All of a sudden, when it comes to Ner Shabbos, we find a major discrepancy in what the nusach bracha is. That makes a lot of sense when you want to show that the Ikar Hadin there was no bracha. Lighting Shabbos, it's Oynik Shabbos, it's covered Shabbos. It's not something you make a bracha. When you build your sukkah, you don't make a bracha. Maybe you make a shechiyanu, you surely should make a shechiyanu, but you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. This is something which appears to have come in at the time of the Goinim, of Amram Goin. They were masaking to make a bracha, which is a very big chiddush. And they were mechalik, this ichmayim achroinim, you don't make a bracha because it's a sakana, but when it's mishum oynig, mishum kovoid, and you do make a bracha, this gets into the question you mentioned before, when the Rabbanu were masaking something, what are the parameters for making a bracha? Minog, we generally don't make a bracha. Hachatze halal and Rosh Chodesh, we do make a bracha. Look, the big hot issue is Koheles, Chomesh Megillos. And Yeshua, you make on the cloth, you make a bracha?
If we read from a cloth,
we do make a bracha. But the Rama says you don't make a bracha. So about big machlekes, in Eretz Yisrael they make a bracha. In Chutz Li'aretz, Derech Chal, you don't make a bracha. I mean, the different minhagim, what to do. So this is, but among the list of brachas is very interesting is to trace the makar for the bracha for Halakas Ner Shabbos.